Okay, guys. From an injury standpoint, the only non-participant today was Matt Longacre, and he'll be out for the game. That means that Carlos Thompson will have to step up and fill the void. Samson will get some more opportunities to rush off the edge. You know, getting Connor back last week, we feel like we've got some good depth up front. Certainly, it's tough to replace a player like Matt with the way that he's consistently contributed and been a really productive player on our front this year. But his back's bothering him a little bit. We're going to have him out for this game, and then Carlos will have to step up in his absence.
Is there any word right now on whether that's going to be a really serious injury that could keep him out longer than this game?
We're week to week, day to day with him right now, so that's kind of just where we're at with that, Alvin.
Coach McVay, Cameron Buford, LA News Observer. Can you tell me a little bit about what Andrew Whitworth meant to this team and how you, quickly, once you signed, it seemed like the next day he was on your team?
Yeah. No, he's been a great leader. You know, I think any time that you're able to get a player of his caliber, but also the type of person that he is, he makes a huge impact on the locker room. I think what says is, as much as anything is that he comes in here his first year, acclimates himself, to the locker room, getting familiar with his teammates, and he's voted captain, and it was almost unanimous for it. So he's influencing and affecting his teammates in the right way. He's had a huge impact on, really me as a coach as well, where you know that he's a veteran player that you can go to for a perspective and an advice to kind of, get a feel and a pulse for the locker room and making sure that it's always the players and coaches are on the same page and kind of in alignment with what we're trying to get accomplished. But he's been a great player on the field. I think he's helped really, in addition to Coach Cromer's guidance from that offensive line unit as a whole, you look at the way that Rob Havenstein's played, and I know those two spend a lot of time talking techniques, different things like that. So Andrew's value has been, you can't really put a value on how important he's been to us, and we feel very fortunate to have gotten him this offseason.
Sean, you guys can obviously win the division without winning a game if Seattle loses. Would it mean anything more to you, or does it make a difference how you do it with a win or with one of their losses?
Yeah, I think the thing that our team's done a good job of, Rich, is controlling what we can control. And the only thing that is trying to have a good performance against a tough team on Sunday. And we know that if we come away with a win and handle our business, then that means a lot of good things for us. We haven't won a division since 2003 in this organization, and those are great opportunities. And you never know when they come back around, especially with how difficult it is to win week in and week out in this league. So certainly we kind of know how it can get done, but we don't really worry about that. We're just more worried about trying to have a good performance against a Tennessee Titans team that has a lot to play for as well.
What do you think it'll mean to you to come in as a first-year coach, if you guys are able to win this game and win a division title in your first year? What would that mean to you personally?
Yeah, what it means is that you're so happy to see the success. That's what's so important, and that's what you feel like. That's what I've always loved so much about coaching is trying to help people have success and try to help players become the best player that they can possibly be, develop and build relationships with your players, your coaches, and then everybody work together. And I think some of the things that you're most proud of, certainly you're happy that we've been able to accomplish some wins, but when you look at how connected we are as a team, getting to know these players, this coaching staff, and how we can kind of find a way to work through some adversity, respond the right way, and continue to try to have some success. But being a part of something bigger than yourself is what's so special about this game, Gary, and I know that I don't just share that feeling. I think our players and our coaches feel that way, and to be able to accomplish something together is very important and something that we're excited about, the opportunity to go compete to try to win the game and what that means. All right. Thanks, guys. Yeah, I have a lot of respect and understand the history of what a great career he had, having called games, with the Rams in his past, and it's a big loss, but what a great career and a great job he did throughout, just being a great representation of sports and the way that he broadcasted.